Ready? Okay. Well, let's begin. Okay, we left off at we're in the middle of Rav Acha Brei Ravika, right? Rav Acha Brei Ravika. If you guys didn't hear Shir on Thursday, please, if you get a chance, Johnny put it on the computer. And it says Beferish that Rav Acha Brei Ravika holds Minatora, all you need is one. Rav and Rabbi Avo said you need Minatora three. Remember, that was the big machlokes that we had. Except for that fancy shot of the Nesivis. Remember the Nesivis said, The Nesivis said that even Rava held that it's dropped to one, and then after Yomina we would have one need to be Samach, which is a very big Kiddush, the Nesivis, the way he read the Gemara. Standard shot in the Gemara is, do you need three Minatar or not? Rabbi Abo, Rava say yes. Rav Acharigas says one is enough. In the Nesivis, you'll get down also as a Kiddush Nifla, that Rava does agree that one is enough Minatar. The question is, do you need Smicha or not? And Rava says you do, Rav Acha Brei Ravika says you don't. Okay, it was a big Kiddush. Okay, I want to start today with another subtopic that really emerges from Rav Acha Brei Ravika. There's so much here, let's make sure we get it. And that is that there is a Mishnah in Maseches Makis that we're all familiar with, I think. The Mishnah says in Makis on Hamid Beis that if you have 100 Edim, for example, that see a murderer, God forbid, Reuben killing Shimon, and two of the Edim, or even one of the Edim, is a bad guy, is a Rasha, or is a Karov, or is someone that is actually puzzled to aid us min hatayr. What is the din? So the Mishnah says, Beferush and Makis, quotes a pasuk, it says, Nimsa echad meyam karva pasuk, a dusin b'teilim. It's an amazing din. The Mishnah says in Makis, if you have 100 Edim, you have one guy, the whole thing goes up in smoke. It says, Beferish, on the bottom of Hamid Beis in Makis, it says, Af Shlosha Nimsech HaNakar Rapasa Dusan Tel, Minayin Afilu Meya, I'm glad I gave that example, the Mishnah says Meya, says Talmalomer Edim. So I want you to get down, just to know the background, that there's a machlokes in Tanaim what the scope of that din is. Rabbi Yossi, the Tana, the Halakha Tana says you only say it by din in Nefashos. You don't say it by din in Momenus. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi argues and says you say it both by din in Momenus and din in Nefashos. This klal. And we normally, whenever there's a machlokes between Rabbi and Chaveiro, we learned Ksubis last year. The Gemara says a chafal from an aleph, I think in Ksubis. Halacha ke Rabbi me Chaveiro velo me Chaveirav. Okay? So we paskin like Rabbeinu HaKadosh that Nimsech HaMenkar of Apostle is a problem both in Dini Fashos and Dini Momenus. Okay? Okay, good. We have such a cloud. So, Lamaisa, you open up this Gemara, which we learned on Thursday. You have Rav Acha Brei Ravika who says that one is Kashim and Ateret, but the Gemara says we made a Gzeira because of Yoshev Ekronos, because of, we like to translate as jokers, right? Maybe if we have time, we'll try to get to some sheets that specify exactly. But Lamaisa, for our purpose, they're jokers. So that means if you have one guy and that one guy's a joker, you got a problem. So the Gemara says we require three because EF should delay Spuchad the Gummer. You're bound to get one of the three guys as a learned guy, as a Gummer. Okay, good. Fine. Beautiful shot in the Gemara. But one second here. That means the makeup of the basin will be one Gummer and two jokers. Apparently, and this is what I want you to get down in your notes, this is where we're going to begin the Mahalach, is that the Pashup shot in our Gemara seems to imply that we do not say Nimsech and Menkar Apostle by Dayanim. We only say it by Edim. That's the simplest, bless you, that's the simplest reading of this Gemara. Okay? You got me? Because that's the makeup of Rav Acha Brei Ravika. And the truth is, this topic is a major, major Machlokish and Rishon. The Chuvas Arashba and Chelik Vav, Simon Vav, writes Beferish, if some of the Bezdin is puzzle, everyone is puzzle. So if you have a guy who takes a Shvua in front of this Bezdin, it's not a Shvua. It's a joke. Because you must take a Shvua in front of a Bezdin, and this is not a Bezdin. The Rashba in the Chuvis says, Chelik Vav Simen Vav bears out what we just said, that in fact, just like we say, Eidu Shabbat Luxas Abbat Lakula, he says, by Dayanim we say the same thing, which seems to be against our Gemara. But let's point out the Machloikis in the Rishonim first. The Rivash quotes, and this is what I wanted you to see. The Rivash is a Rishon, of course, Simen Tov Yud Gimel, quotes the Rambam that I gave you. There is a Gemara later on in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed Vav that says, and the Rambam quotes it, the Rambam I wanted you to see is in Pirik Yud Aleph Halacha Ches, that a father and a son, a Rebbe and a Talmud, can chime in together. You know, they used to have groups of Talmidim that would sit next to the Batei Dinim. And if a Talmud thinks the Dayan, the Rebbe, made a mistake, he would raise his hand to help them out. Now, in Dinim moments, can you count them or not as two votes? A father and a son are related. Very strange that you could count them. But the Rambam, in Pirik Yud Aleph, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Rambam in Pirik Yud Aleph, Halacha Ches, in Hilchos, thank you, Gabi, for getting it, in Pirik Yud Aleph, Halacha Ches, points out that a father and a son, in Dinei Mamonos, count as two, and a Rebbe and a Talmud count as two. That's what the Rambam writes before Pirik Yud Aleph, Halacha Ches.
Two
votes. In the Dayanim, when they vote for a psak, you have a panel of three Dayanim in monetary cases, Uri, and the father and son can count. So the Ravid says, Chaye Roshi, he says, he never heard of such a thing. It has no time, it has no reach, what the Rambam says. If you want to count them, maybe for Masav Amatan, which is the give and take of the Dayanim, you know, but the Shask Mardin, forget about it. Shask Mardin, you can't count them as two, they're related to one another. And the Ravid has a line where he says, came to Eina Ola Mina Cheshbon. They don't count as two. The Talmud or the son count as nothing. They're a blank. Hariu Kamisha Echa Kamasha Omer Echa Lemechsi Asisi Shedo Pasu Beidus. Chebedin Av U Iker Vaben Holech Lo Kadesh Lo Yita Ben Lomar Shushnein Min Amin Yunach Yisu B'to Sefta. The father is the key. The Rebbe is the key. The son does not count. He doesn't count. He's not Ola Mina Cheshbon. And he quotes you Gemara and Makkos, which I wanted you to see. What does the Gemara say in Makkos on Vavam and Aleph, commenting on that Mishnah? When you have guys that come in to testify, 100 guys that come in for a murder, what does the Beis Din ask them? They ask them, when you guys viewed the murder, did you view the murder as Aiden, or did you view the murder as spectators? L'michsi asisu, spectators. So when you saw it, you had no kavana to be an aid, so you don't mess up the whole kot. Or did you have kavana asudi asisu? And if they say they came to testify, they mess up the whole kot. So the Ravid says, the son or the Talmud, they don't count because they're lemichsi asusu. It's an expression that I wanted you to get. They don't register as aiding. They just came as spectators. The same thing, the son and the Talmud don't register. They're spectators. And therefore, it's like a blank. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, that's what the Ravid is saying to the Rambam. And the Kesef Mishnah just points out here on the Rambam that he says the Rambam never meant to say, Chas v'Sholom, that the son and father count in the Gemar Din. He never meant to say that ever.
That's also the Rambam?
The Kesef Mishnah comes and saves the Rambam, Eldi, and he says that when the Rambam, the very next halakha, knows that a father and son can't count in a Gemar Din. So he says all the Rambam meant is for the mass of a matan, for the give and take, and the truth is even for Dini Mamonis, all you need is really one guy, and therefore if all you need is one guy, because the Rambam Paskas Mikra Adin, like Rav Acha Breder Avika, that all you need is a Yochid Mumcha Mikra Adin, so the other guy, the son or the Talmud, are really not counted. So that's how the Kesef Mishnah saves the Rama. But what I wanted to bring out to you is that there is this notion, of Eina Ola Mina Cheshbon. It's like a person saying that I was a spectator. If I'm a spectator, I don't register. If I don't register, I don't passel the kot. And that's what the Mishnah L'melech, get it down, I gave it to you, quotes in Pirik Tetzayin Hichos Edis Halacha Hei. He quotes the Rivash, and he says, the Mohacharash, one of the great late Rishonim or early Achronim, argues and claims, Halacha L'maisa. So I want you to get that. Bless you. The Mishnah L'melech quotes the Rivash that says, listen, you're a blank. No problem. And that's the psak that we mentioned, Halacha L'maisa. that it's not considered to be a problem. So in other words, according to the Rashba, Eidu Shabbat Muksasa Balakula, we say Dayanim Shabbat Muksasa Balakula. That's the Rashba Shita. The Rivash quotes this Rive that says no. Just like the Rive that says you can, the son and the Talmud don't register, the Dayanim, their apostle, don't register. And therefore they won't apostle. And the Mishul Melech says, okay, there is such a Shita of the Rivash, but the Moharachash argues and says, just like we find Eidu Shabbat Muksasa Balakula by Eidus, we find it by Dayanis as well, Halacha L'maisa. Okay? So let's get down to Shitas. So far, we said that this topic is a major machlekes in the Rishonim. Basically, what we're saying is that the Rashba says, Halacha L'maisa, that what's the din? Dayanim, Shabbat L'miksasa. Shabbat L'miksasa, the din is what? The din is pasul. Okay? We should write in a short form. And the Ravid is saying that it'll be what? It'll be kosher. Okay? And the Mohorachash, that's the way you pronounce it, is quoted by the Shita Mikubel, the Mishnah Melech, is sides with the Rashba that we say, Halacha L'maisa, that you're possible. Mohorachash. Yeah. Mohorachash. Correct. I got it right. So we have this major machloikis in the Rishonim as to what exactly the din is. Will we say it or not? And the Tumim points out, I want you to get this, the Tumim points out that even the Rith that holds, you don't pasul the Dayanim, because the Gemara says in Ksubis, when you have three Dayanim that sign on a henpeck, does everyone know what a henpeck is? A henpeck is when you certify a star, authenticate the signatures. And let's say Aedis came in that one of the three Dayanim was a Goslin, the other two guys are not considered to be able to testify that he did tshuva. So the Rif says, because once it's been accepted that one of the guys is a Goslin by Aedis, comes out the stars already Mekuyim Ayidei too. So what do you see from that? That the two Ksherim are not puzzled by the fact they sat with the three. They're not considered to be puzzled. So you can put it on the list that the Rif also holds of the opinion, like the Shita of what? Like the Shita of the Ravid, that you do not say Dayanim Shabbat Muksasabot Lekulu. And the truth of the matter is that Rashi in Meseches Yevamos on Kuf Dalim and Beis, the Mishnah says in Yevamos, if you do Chalitz in front of two or three, and one of them comes out to be a Karav or Apostle, then what does the Mishnah say? Chalitzas Apsulim. So Rashi says, if you do Chalitz in front of three, and one of them is Apostle, what's the din? What's the din? It's possible, but why is it possible? I want you guys to get this to you. Because it's only two. But he doesn't say it's possible because all of them are disqualified. So the diuk in Rashi is that you don't say Dayanim Shabbat Maksasa Balakul. So let's get it on the list. The Rif, siding with the Ravid is the Rif, and this Rashi V'Yavamas. Okay? Does everyone got that diuk? It's a beautiful diuk. Because Rashi says you have three Dayanim in front of Chalitza, one of them is possible. Oh, it turns out you have Chalitza in front of two, and therefore it's possible. Mashma that what? The two guys are disqualified. It's possible because you only had two. But it's not possible because Dayanim Shabbat Mitzasa Batlakula. So we have proven clearly that this is a major machloikis amongst the Rishonim, this topic. And when you get to our Gemara, well, our Gemara seems to be what? Making a statement clearly. That if you have one Dayan that's Gomer and the two are Yoshua and Kronos, no big deal, it's Kosher. So how could this be a machlekes in the Rishonim? You follow me? That's the problem that we have to tackle now. Okay? Daniel Klor, you got me? It's a very big problem. Now, Lamaisa, I gave you the ksais. Before we do it inside, I want to say this whole mahalik outside, then we'll see that ksais inside. Yes, go ahead, Johnny.
According to the Ravid, would the father be able to count as a judge?
According to the Ravid, the son doesn't count at all. The father counts, yeah. The father's one, absolutely. We don't count the son at all. It's not Olam in Echezman. That's the phrase, the Ravid. He's like a blank, okay?
The Rashba says
the entire Beit is bad? The Rashba says, Beferish, the entire Beit is bad. Yeah, puzzle. The whole Shvu is bad. Correct. Uri. Okay.
Can you explain the Rif again?
The Rif just points out it's a very similar Duke as of Rashi. You have three guys that three Dayanim that authenticated a henpeck on a star. And then there was Aedis by two other guys that the third Dayan was a Goslin. So what's the din? The two other Dayanim are not allowed to testify to say that he did tshuva. Okay?
Why not? So you know what the, you know what he says? The rift, because it's done already. The henpeck is not done through what? There are different ways to Makai Mishtar. One way is for the Beis Din to what? To certify. Another way is to have Aidim do it. So we view the Dayan now as become Aidim. There are two guys, they're Aidim. So it's done already. It's been Niskayim Ayidei Shnayim. So it's Mukach that the two guys do not become what? Disqualified from who? From the third guy, from the Gazlan. So you see it's a similar duke that we said from Rashi. Rashi says Chalitza in front of three is what? If one of the three, the Adam is puzzle, why does Rashi say it's puzzle? Because it turns out to be a chalitza in front of two. Why did Rashi say the Adam above himself above Akula? Because Rashi holds you don't say that. You just don't have the right number of Dayan you need for chalitza. That's why it's puzzle. Nachum, you got me? Okay.
So why is this whole Mahalach a problem with our Gemara? Didn't we explain Yoshi Kronos were either guys who don't go to the Beis Medrash or they sit on the streets? It's not like they're puzzle.
Well, that's what we have to see with the Ksos. Pashup Shad is they are puzzle. We'll see. We'll see. That's what the Ksos is going to say. But the Pashup Shad in the Gemara is that they are puzzle. That's what we'll have to discuss, Lamaisa. Allah Lamaisa. There's a lot we have to discuss. We have to get to it. So I want to get to it. Yeah, real quick, Evan. Go ahead. Yeah, so he, according to the way the tomb is interpreting it, is that Lamaisa, it doesn't make a difference, they're certified, okay?
But it's
a culture cane, because eight is for sure you say it, you know what I mean? So push up shot is that no matter what you call it, he says that they're still good.
Well, I mean,
they weren't affected, that's what I'm saying.
Unless we say now, according to Rift, that the Dayanim are completely fatal, and now we treat them as to aid them.
Right, but he's making the Diuk not that they should have been disqualified. Pashup Shad is he's assuming that they still have the hat of Dayanim. Okay, how does it work through two Dayanim? I don't know. Maybe they held like Shmuel. Okay, could be. It's a good point you're saying. But to put him on the list, we assume that what it's considered to be two. Okay, so the Ksos that I gave you quotes this Mishnah Malka Shem the Mal Rachash, and he claims the Ksos quotes the Shem that Halacha Lamaisa. We say Dayanim Shabbat Maksos Abbat Lakula. And who goes ahead and argues? The Ksos. The Ksos goes ahead and argues. So the Ksos says, I disagree with you. And what does he bring a raya from? Our Gemara. That by Dayanim you don't say it. Dayanim you don't say it. Because if by Dayanim you say it, how would it help to have one Gamir and two other guys that are jokers? So you see, Beferish says the Ksos, Halach Lamaisa, that the din is that it's not a problem at all. We know that someone who's the Balamor, he quotes the Balamor, that someone's not Gamir or Savir is not a dying at all. Whether they make a mistake, whether they don't make a mistake. Right? The Ksos quotes the Balamor Beferish I gave you. That you're a puzzle. So how could this dying be good, the Gamir? You see by Danim, we don't say it. So what you put on the list, the Ksos, right? The Ksos also says that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be kosher. Okay, and he brings a riot from our Gemara. So, what I want to do now, and let's get it, okay? Got to be clear, everyone with me? We got it? I want to suggest now five different ways, let's get them down, to reject this riot. That if I'm on the camp of Dayanim Shabbat Mitzasa Bat Lakula, how are we, David, going to read our Gemara? You follow me? How are we going to read our Gemara? That's the Shiloh. Gotta be clear. If I'm of the camp, Uri, Dayanim Shabbat Mitzasa Bat Lakula is possible. How do I reread this Gemara? Zach, how are you? Take the Mar Makamis in a packet, okay? How do we reread the Gemara? Meaning we have to do a Dechiyah. We have to reject it. So I'm going to write down Dechiyah.
We're rejecting the Ksos.
We're rejecting the Raya of the Ksos, correct. Okay? We're rejecting the Raya of the Ksos who says Dayanim Shabbat Mitzasa Bat Lakula is kosher from our Gemara. We proved that there are shittas and rishonim that say you're puzzle. So how do you read this Gemara? Yes, Uri, go ahead.
So according to Rav, we must say that one judge is still considered a bidding and still judge.
Right. But the Gemara says, but there are shittas that say it's puzzle. So how are you going to say, how is that camp of rishonim, number one, going to read our Gemara? Okay? So let's get it. Okay? Number one, Dechiyah, which we have to get to and connect. We have a lot to do, Bishon. Let's get to it. Number one, the Shara Mishpat in Simon Gimel Sifkat and Beis says, very beautiful pshat. He basically says, Beferish, that the pshat in the Gemara is that Gomer Lamaisa will be Makbich Loleshev im Yoshve Kronis. There will always be three Gemurim. There is a Shita that Tur interprets in Simon Gimel, please get it, that all three Dayanim must be Gemiri. It's not enough to have one. You need all three. This is what the Tur says the Yad Ramah holds. The Tur says, Davka Gemiri, Dina Afal Pishalo Sviri. Even though they're not Sviri, some have a Girsa Smichi. And the Tur says it's Mashma, that you need all three to be Gomer. So I want you to get this down. The Yad Ramah writes, my suit jacket is caught in the chair, okay? Oh. The Yad Ramah writes, you need to have all three, okay? I want you to get this down. Yad Ramah against the Rosh. I gave you the Rosh in Simon Gimel. In our Gemara, according to Rachel Rebika, do you need all three to have smich or not? The Yad Ramah says, according to the Tur says, Pshat in Yad Ramah, Kol Shlosha, Sarich Smuchim. Gemiri, I'm sorry. Neve Gemiri. Thank you. That all three must be Gemiri. They need all three must be Gemiri. That's what the Yad Ramah says. The Tur, see, the Yad Ramah says you need Gemiri, and the Tur says, oh, must be you need all three. And the Rush says exactly like Evan just said. What's going on? Ef Shirleis Buchad de Gomer. It must be that he read Sfarim. He knows Halacha Lamais. He knows something, and therefore all you need is one of the three. Halacha Lamais is to be learned, okay? Not all of them. In the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins like who? Like the Rush. Simon Gimel Sif Aleph. Please get it. It's a Machloikis. Yeah, it's a Machloikis Yad Ramah Rush. Rak Chag Gamir you need. Okay?
How is that refuting
the Ksos? No, let's get it. One at a time. So Machloikis in the Gemara. Okay, Yad Ramah. And we're going to get back to this Machloikis. I want to just get the rejections first. Then we're going to get back to this. Okay? So you see Beferish, that according to the Yad Ramah at least, you need all three to be Gemiri. So if you say like this, so Memela, that's the Pshat in the Gemara. Don't bring me a riot from the Gemara that what? That Dayanim Shabbat Matsu Shabbat Lakshera. There are no Yoshvei Kronis there at all. The Gemara says the Beferish, according to Rav Acha, you need all three to be Gemiri. And the way you read the Gemara, you know the way you read the Gemara says the Shara Mishpat? Ef Shadalais Buchad the Gomer? You're never going to find a Gomer that's going to sit with Yoshvei Kronos. Uh-huh. So all three will be Gemiri. Please get that down. That's how he reads the Gemara. That's how the Shar Mishpat reads the Gemara. Lafi that what? Yad Ramah.
Wait, who reads it that way?
The Shar HaMishpat, according to the Yad Ramah, rereads the Gemara and says that Ef Shaleis Buchad the Gemara, you'll never find. Zach, what we're trying to do is to talk. We have made, let's get it down. Major Machlos Yishonim with the Dayanim Shabbat Mesasa Balakula. Pashup Shana Gemara is saying that it's Ksheirik. What do you do with the camp of the Shitas? Rishonim Gedol Acharim and say it's possible. So one way of saying is that the Gemara never said a Yoshvei Kronos sits. You'll never find that Gemara never will sit with any of the Yoshvei Kronos. Reread the Gemara. So you need all three, says the Tur, according to the Yad Ramah to be Samach. So therefore, don't tell me our Gemara proves anything, because our Gemara doesn't have a Yoshvei Kronos sitting on it. It just said Yoshvei. Gzeira Mishun Yoshvei Kronos means, because of that Gzeira, no Gemara is going to sit with them, therefore you're going to need three. Shimon Klor. That's the first rejection.
So what's wrong with two?
What'd you say?
So what's wrong with two?
What do you mean what's wrong with two?
So the difference is between two and three is that three, there must be at least one. And
if you also have a din of base.
If there's at least one, then all of them are?
Well, you also want to, you don't want to have an odd number. There's a din of base in Nota. You don't want to have an odd number. You don't want to have a deadlock. So you always want to have an odd number. When so we get to that so sugya.
Why don't we say that whenever we have the anyone against Shmuel, just said because they hold they need to
place to know. Okay, Lamaisa Shmuel maybe doesn't hold that concept, but you're saying so I don't understand what you're suggesting. Do two, you mean?
If so, they're all going to be a Gemir anyway.
Okay, Lamaisa, so we want to make sure, Halacha Lamaisa, we want to make sure, Halacha Lamaisa, that there'll be a necessity to have three. Halacha Lamaisa, necessity to have three, because you're unsure, Lamaisa. Why not, if you can get it? You're asking a good point, Lamaisa. Maybe we'll get back to that. We'll get back to that point. But I want to get the rejections. Let's get the rejections first, okay?
Can Rebbe write on the board, Baal, what's the line that Rebbe keeps using? To explain that if one comes, he's postling the whole group. If one
postles. Dayanim Shabbat M'Sasa Baal Kula. That's the cloud.
Dayanim Shabbat Mitzvah
Shabbat.
Yeah, Shabbat Lakul. That's the clock. Okay? Like Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Lakul. Right? The Rashi was Dayanim Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Lakul. Okay. We got that? That's that line. Does that clock exist? So that's one way, Eli. You got it?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the Gemara is never saying the Yosher Kron
is sat. I'm saying he's. The Rosh is responding to the Yadr Mut and then. The way we
way if you use the so machloikis Yad Rama Rosh, but if you utilize the Yad Rama in the Gemara,
I say so.
The Shara Mishpat uses what uses the Yad Rama and therefore rejects the Raya.
Okay.
You got it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just pointing out the Rosh is not that. We'll get back to that machloikis between that. Okay, that's number one way to reread the Gemara. Number two, a second way to reread the Gemara is as follows. It could very well be that because Avram writes this, the Tumim has like this. Maybe Yoshvei Kronos are not a dayim, so they're not ashamed dayim. Because Avram has like this, along with the Tumim. It could be that someone who is a Yoshvei Kronos is not ashamed dayim. Low shame dayim. Bichlal. He's not ashamed dying at all. It's not that he's a dying puzzle. He's like a blank. The tomb has a whole list of people that are a blank. A goy, he says. A melech. A woman. A cotton. He has a whole list, I think it's a list of 9 people. A rush is an aid that's puzzle. A goslin is an aid that's puzzle. But there are guys that don't even register. You follow me? They're not even a shame aid. The Ravid has a baldover. Someone who's a litigant is not a shame aid. So another rejection is that according to the Birkas Avraham in the Tumim, Yoshua Kronos is not a shame dying at all. So it doesn't fit the bill of, oh, Dayanim Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Lakuli Sheis Ksheir from our Gemara. Because they're not a shame dying. It's like they're a straw man. They're a blank. You have one Gemir. And you have 2 other guys that are what? That are Yoshua Kronos. You see Dayanim Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Lakul Sheir? No, they're not a psul. They're not a psul. They're just a blank. You follow me? Gabi, you got that? And those are some examples that I gave. A melech is postulatus. He's not a psul. He's not a register. A woman, a cotton, a goy. A baldover is a litigant on himself. The Ravid is a line in Makkos. The Rush quotes. A ride is not a bald up. It's not a shame aid. It's not a shame aid. This guy's not a shame dying. He's a nothing. Therefore, you have no riot to our topic at all. That's another way of rejecting it. Number 3. Third way to reject this. Okay? Third way to reject this, and this is from Remeir Simcha Dirmaska D'Yaraisa, that if you paskin, Karov or Pasul is only when there is a tziruf. When there's a tziruf, when there's a cot, when there's an organic cot, when there's a set, then you could say the psul spreads. But where there's no connection, there's no tziruf, you can't say one guy's words are mavatl another one, or one guy's mavatl another one. And mina Torah, what does Rav Acha Brei Ravika hold? One guy's good. One guy's good, there's no tziruf, and therefore they don't affect the other guys. The Yoshvei Kronos don't affect. So I'm just going to write Remeir Simcha, Chidushe, Rabbeinu Meir Simcha. What does he hold? Chidushe Rabbeinu Meir Simcha is what? What does he hold? Only when there's a tziruf. And in our case, there is no tziruf. So don't bring me any arayas that we say, Vayam Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Shiru. There's no link. When you give testimony, Uri, there's a link in the set. And then if one guy's puzzle, it dissolves everybody. But here there is no link. Because Chad Nami's kosher. Really one guy's kosher. The Yoshvei Kronos are needed to make up one. Yes, Gabi.
Or if they're coming together as a group, wouldn't that make them like...
No, because Mikar Adin, they're just extras. Because you just need the extra guys to make sure you have one guy who's learning. You follow me? Exactly. So the Ikar guy is the one guy. So there is no tzir. They're just extras. So we don't view them if they're puzzled and they mess up the whole thing. That's what Chidush Rabbeinu Meir Simcha says. That's 3. 4. The fourth way to reject this.
And this is a very interesting pshat as well. Okay? It's possible to say, and I saw this pshat, Lamaise, I thought that Birkas Shai said this pshat, but I couldn't find it again. It's very fascinating. The only time you'll say, Eidus Shabbat L'Miksas Shabbat L'Kula, or Dayanim Shabbat L'Miksas Shabbat L'Kula, if it's the same Sul that would puzzle Aiden, then it puzzles Dayanim. Is Yoshvei Kronos a Sul for an aid? No. Isn't that a genius answer? I thought I saw that from the Birkas Shai L'Maisa, but I didn't see it, couldn't see it again. So L'Maisa, Yeshmi Shikasav, he doesn't quote who says it, L'Maisa. So we're just going to say this, L'Maisa, Yeshmi Shikasav, I thought the Stiper maybe have said it. I thought it was Birkas Shai. So I want you to get this. Rak, Psul, L'Aidus, and L'Dayanus. Rak, Psul, L'Aidus, Yesh, Kam, King, Psul, Yesh, Kam, King, Psul, L'Dayanus. So you have no raya. Because why? Bless you. A Yoshvei Kronos is kosher to be an aid. So it sheds no light. So since it's kosher to be an aid, it won't passel to the group of the Dayanus. But that doesn't mean I deny Dayanim Shabbat Masasa Balakula. Maybe it will be. If it's a legitimate Dayan that's possible. Zach, you follow me? It's got to be the same psul that would possible both. Yes, Uri. Go ahead.
By Aiden, we say right? Puzzle, right?
Yes.
So you can say it. So
doesn't say Yoshvei Kronos, does it?
No, but if you say Yoshvei Kronos is a puzzle, then it means a puzzle.
I understand. That is true. But the reason why Yoshvei Kronos is a... Even if he would be puzzled for Dayanus, is because of Hilchos Dayanus. Because he's not learned. He doesn't know the dinim. It's not an objective psul. You follow me? It's not a technical psul. You understand what I mean? So even if he would be puzzled, that's only puzzled for vis-a-vis Hilchos Dayanus. But that's not going to what? That's not going to fit the bill. That's just like we say, Aidus is Baltimore says about Lakula. The bottom line is, Yoshvei Kronos guy might be puzzled to Dayanus, but that's not a psul that is it's unique to Dayanus. It's not a psul that what can be spread to Aidus to Dayanus.
It's not a psul that would
puzzle everyone else. Correct. So therefore, you have no riot. And number five, and let's just finish it up, and I want to review it. Okay. The fifth one to reject. It's from Rav David Parvarsky in Osnun Hay that he wants to say that was the Takana. The Takana was that a Gamir could sit with other guys and they're all considered to be a Beis Din. And that's it. So that was the Takana. And there's Inochanami. This group of Rishonim will say that they're apostle. What do you do with our Gemara? That's the Takana. Finished. It's Kshayra. They made a special Takana. Rav David Parvarsky sets out. He says it was Takana. Shehem Kshayr. In a Hanami, normally they're puzzled, but here in this case, that was part of the Takana of Yoshvei Kronos. So again, this group of Rishonim that holds that Dayanim Shabbat L'Miksas Shabbat L'Kula, what do you do with our Gemara? We proved it's a major machlokes. Five ways to slug it up. Not one, not two, not three, not four, but five. What are the five ways? Number one, you go like the Yad Ramah, like the Shara Mishpah, and you say that the Gemara meant all three Gemirim sit. A Yoshvei Kronos doesn't sit. Evan asked me, how do you read the Gemara? You read the Gemara and say, you'll never find a Gemir that will sit with the other two guys. So therefore, all three will sit. Shimon asked me, good, he said, Rabbi, why are two not enough? Okay, let's wait on that kasha. It's a very excellent kasha. That's, and I just wrote down that the Rush and Simon Gimel happens to argue and takes the Gemara literally and says one Gemir is enough. How do we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch? What did we say in the Mechaber writes? Halach l'mais, you need one to be Gamir, you don't need all three. Okay? All right. Nachum with me? Second way to do it, Bidocha. What does the Birkas Avraham and the Tumim say? Yoshvei Kronos are not a psul. They're like those nine cases the Tumim says. He's like a melech, like a goy, like a woman, like a cotton. They don't pass the cat. Only one who passes the cat is a carver or a rasha. Number three. Chidush Rebbeir Simcha. The only time you say the Amish when there's a tziruf, there's no tziruf here because Chad Nam is kosher, like you said, Gabi. All these guys are extras to make sure you get one good guy. Number four, the Birkas Shai. What does the Birkas Shai say? Pretty sure it was the Birkas Shai. I don't remember where I saw it, Levisa. But the Birkas Shai says the only time you say Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Lekul and Dayanus Shabbat is the same type of psul that would pass on Eidus, pass on Dayanus. Yoshvei Kronos is unique to Dayanus. So the guy might be possible, but doesn't mess up the whole Beis Din. Yes? And lastly, number five, Rav Dabrovsky says, Hanami, you're right. Normally, Dayanim Shabbat Masoso Bat Lakula is Psula. Here, there was the Takana made by Chachamim, Hefker, Beis, and Hefker. They can, whatever they say goes, and they made it Ksheva. Now, two important Nakudas, Marimakomas, I want you to get. There are Rav Agon or Ron Swag Shlita said over to us. I want you to get this. This whole discussion, if you take this group of Rishonim, okay, Daniel, that Dayanim Shabbat Maksasa Bat Lakula is Psula, speaks volumes about the nature of a Beis Din. Speaks absolute volumes. Because you can view a Beis Din as three individuals that sit on a Din Torah. That's one way. But there's another way to view a Beis Din. And the other way to view a Beis Din is what we call, and that's where Ronsweig coined the phrase, the unit theory. We view the Dayanim as one organic unit. We don't view them as individuals, Yosef. We view them as an organic unit that are making a psak. Okay? How should we write it? Write it in Hebrew. Organic. Organat. Organat Aguda. That's what we'll call it. Organat Aguda. The unit theory. Which means we don't view the Dayanim as individuals. We view them as basically one concept, an organic unit together. And the truth is, these two approaches really could be the Machlokes here in the Rishon. Do you say Dayanim Shabbat Maksasa Bat Lakula or not? Well, how do you view a Beis Din? Do you view them as individuals? If you view them as individuals, then you're going to say Kasher. Or do you view them, no, as one organic unit? If you view them as one organic unit, Daniel, this is what we're suggesting. How do you view a Beis Din? As three individuals or one organic unit? L'manach kamina, Dayanim Shabbat Maksasa Bat Lakula. Those are the, that's the way he was masbir, this machlok is shown. It's very critical. Do you view them as three individuals, or do you view them as one organic unit? Am I nafkamina? This is the nafkamina. Do you say Dayanim Shabbat Maksasa Bat Lakula? And he pointed out two marmakonis, which I want you to get. I didn't give it to you, but tomorrow, I'm going to give it to you. I want you to look them up. There is a Gemara later in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed, Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, the Farish, how do the Dayanim write their psak? You have two guys that Paskin Reuven wins. The third Dayan said Shimon wins. How do you write it? Different opinions, Gabi, but the way we Paskin on Daf Lamed is you write me Divrechem, Nizdak, and Laploni. You actually write it like this. Mi divreichem, nizdakeh, leploni. All three of us have decided that Mr. Reuven wins. All three? What do you mean? The, one of the three guys said Shimon wins. No. Lamed amar aleph. The Gemara says, heichi kasvinin. How do we pass, how do we write up the psak when the Dayanim write it? That's, you know, truthfully, says in the Shulchan Aruch, we learned this summer in our summer kol in the shul, that really Beis Din usually doesn't have to write a psak. If they're asked to write one, then they write it. And the Gemara in the middle of Lamanah says, Shnayim's own Mizakai Chuli, Mechtiv Hechi Kasvina. How do you write it? So you point out very good it's a machlaikis, Gabi, but the Gemara says, it says, Rabbi Lazar says, Rabbi Lazar, Midivrechem Nizdaka Laploni. And that's how the Gemara goes through it. So that's the way we paskin Poshup Shah, the very end of the Gemara. Hilkach Kasim Divrechem Nizdak Laploni. That's the end. At the end of the day, that's what we assume. Okay, that's the psak. Let me ask you, how do you write this? So that's exactly what Rosenzweig wanted to say. Because the word is that a Beis Din is not individuals. You know the word synergy in English, right? The sum is greater than the its parts, qualitatively too as well. That word fits very well on this concept of a Beis Din. And that's why, Daniel, when the psak is written, you write me divrechem nizdak laploni. You got that? Klor Nachum? Fits very beautifully. And then he quoted another marker, which I want you to get. As I said, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. Look it up inside. Are you familiar with the klal of Shmuel, the Gemara Baba Kama, Ein Holchen B'Mamon Achar Harov. We learned this last year in Maseches Ksubas. Everyone familiar with this rule? You can go b'Aser Harov and Dinei Mamonis? No, you can't. Shmuel says, Ein Holchen B'Mamon Achar Harov. No way. You don't go b'Aser Harov. The Gemara has a whole discussion like whether it's a chavis or a kad. You sell a guy a barrel or a pitcher. Is it called a chavis? Is it called a kav? So you look at what most people in that province call it. The Gemara says, no way. You don't do that in Dinei Mamonis. Ain hochem b'mamon achar rov. That's Shmuel's din. Famous din. Okay? Shmuel has his famous din. Ain hochem b'mamon achar rov. Taisus asks a bomb kasha. He says, every based in the Dinei Mamonis. You come in, two guys say Reuven wins, third guy says Shimon loses. I'm sorry, two guys say Reuven wins, third guy says Shimon wins. Isn't that a rov? Isn't it Dinei Mamonis? Dinei Mamonis b'shlosha, no? That's the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Our first phrase. Yosef, you hear the kasha? It's a bomb kasha. So what's Tosa's answer in Baba Kama? You know what he says? He says it's not a rov. It's a kol. Number three. Beis Din is a kol. Not a rov. Isn't that amazing? And Reb Chaim, you know, the Rav's grandfather in the stencil writes Rubo Kekulo. In fact, he says that the Makor, he says Rubo Kekulo, Reb Chaim writes, Reb Chaim says in the stencil that Rubo Kekulo comes from Achare Rabim Lahatos. What's Achare Rabim Lahatos? You go bust a rov. But what flows from that, when you go bust a rov, Zach, it's not enough you go bust rov, it becomes a kol. So I once asked in Shir many years ago to Ronzweig, but the Gemara Nazar on the Gimel Beis has a separate marker for Rubo Kekulo, that a Nazar has to shave his whole head. The Gemara says, why do you need a pasuk to tell me that? Say Rubo Kekulo. The Gemara says, that's exactly the reason. I would think you only have to shave rov of his head, because rov is Kekulo. The Torah says a Nazar has to shave his whole head. So I said, according to Reb Chaim, why do you need a separate marker? You're my kasha? So he didn't have an answer. He didn't have an answer on my kasha on the Reb Chaim. You understand what I'm saying, Gabi? He's saying that Rubo Kekulo, and I'm reading the Lashon and Taisa Baba Kama. It's amazing. So that's what Rosenzweig wanted to say. You see this? We just mentioned three Mar Makaimis, that we see that Basin is viewed as a unit theory. What are they? Number one, according to the camp of the Rishonim, that Dayanim Shabbat Lekasa Batla Kula. Number two, the way it's written up, the Psak Midivrechem Nizdak Laploni. And number three, Ben, that don't be bothered by a Beis Din Paskin. Isn't that against the Klal Ein Hochen B'Mamon Achar Rov? No, it's not. Because Toitzim Baba Kama says, what is it? It's not a Rov, it's a what? It's a Kol. And what's the Lashon? Amazing. I'm going to read you the Lashon. You ready? Zok Taisus, v'yeshlomer d'asim kaba dayanim shiny, v'chashiv miut didu kemisha eino. The miut is considered to be bogus. It's totally swallowed up. It's subsumed under the roof. Chav zayinim ebay d'mas v'kamash mulan, Taisus Lashon. So this is a tremendous skittish you guys see about what? About the notion of the workings and the mechanics of what how dayanim work. Okay? It's a tremendous chiddush. So you see, Klor, Allah Kalamai, said this concept. Okay, we have this major machlokes in Rishonim, and it speaks volumes how it works. Now, I want to get to the following now, okay? Let's get to the following. Now that we have this machlokes, what is the din, Allah Kalamai, okay? Let's get this. In a situation where two of the fellows are not Gamir, are Adif than the Gamir. You understand what I mean? Now that we've worked out that Rav Acha Brei Ravika has made up this Beis Din as a makeup of what? Two Yoshevei Kronos and one Gamir. What happens if the two Yoshevei Kronos vote against the Gamir? You got me? Yeah. Zach, clear? So this is a major machloikis. The Shvus Yankiv in Chelik Aleph Simon Kuf Lamed Zion, let's get it down, says, you know what? I'm sorry. You go Basarov. I don't care, says the Shus Yaakov. You go Basarov and done. I don't care whether the Rove is what. Rove is Yoshe Kronos. Tough luck. That's it. Allah Lamais. And the Shara Mishpat says, no way. Simon Yud Ches, Chelik Aleph. He writes, the Shara Mishpat says, there's no way. He says, they're puzzled to be judging. How can they be better? And he quotes the Chinuch in Mitzvahs Ayin Ches. The Chinuch says, when do we go Basarov Dayanim? Only when they're equal in Chachma. Please get this Chinuch. Mitzvahs Ayin Ches. But there is, if they're not the same level in Chachma, you don't go Basarov against the mute Chachamim. So he says, how is it possible that Shnei Hedyotos and Chad Gamir, how does it work? How does it work? It's not going to be a Beis Din Nota. That's similar to what you were asking, Shimon. Right? Because even if the two guys argue, Lo Yatu is a Din Kenegdo. Says the Shara Mishpat, if the two guys can't beat out the one, so how is that fair? That's not a Beis Din Nota. What's a Beis Din Nota? That you won't what? You won't have an odd number. You won't have a deadlock.
Their ISO 1 is good anyways.
Nobody's asking, how can two Gemiri work and one non-Gemir? The two Gemiri, let's say if the two Gemiris argue Besvara, the third guy can't be Machria. What's the whole point of a Beis Din Nota? You don't have a deadlock. How are you ever going to be able to ensure you don't have a deadlock? When you have one Gemir and two Yoshe Kronos. Two Yoshe Kronos he holds, can't beat out what? Can't beat out the one Gemir. And let's say the two Gemiri guys are arguing with each other. So who are you going to have decided? The third guy's a Yoshe Kronos, he can't decide. According to the Shara Mishpat, he doesn't work. So I want you to get this down. So the Shara Mishpat says as follows. Please get it. The Shara Mishpat writes, amazing. He says, oh, it must be that this is part of Nilas Delis. Part of Nilas Delis is that you have a kuli, you don't need a Beis Din Nota. And anytime two guys judge, even Gemiri, ain't din and din. Because the Takana was Kain D'Yeraisa Tikkun, and you need D'Yeraisa 3, so the Chum said you also need 3, even though you don't need a Beis Din Nota. Even though you don't need a Beis Din Nota. Afmi Shein Tzarek Beis Din Nota. So the bottom line is that we're Mekel, Halach Lamai said, this is you don't need a Beis Din Nota. So according to him, what's the din?
What does that mean?
I'll tell you what it means. Lo Tzarich Beis Din Nota. It means as follows. That according to the Shara Mishpat, if two guys, if the Rove is Yoshe Kronos, and the third guy is the minority, there's no such din. Done. There's no din. You can't work it. You don't need to have a what? You don't need to have a Beis Din Nota. Halach Lamaisa. You don't need to have a Beis Din Nota. There's no call from the Mevatel the mute. So basically he says, you don't need to have a Beis Din Nota. Halach Lamaisa. Beit Din Nota means you will not have a deadlock. You'll solve all deadlocks. There will not be a deadlock.
No, majority.
What's the majority?
He says you don't need to have a Beis Din Nota.
You don't need to have a...
The point of having odd numbers, you'll never have a deadlock. You always want you to ever have a deadlock. He says that's not sure, not true. If you have Rove Yoshe Kronos, if you have two Yoshe Kronos against one Gemir, tie. Done. Meaning there will be configurations where you will not be able to decide a din tayr.
And that would be considered a Beis Din Nota?
Beis Din Nota means that you'll always be able to solve all issues. Mm-hmm. He doesn't care about that. Lo Tzarich Beis Din Nota. He says not all configurations will get the job done when you deal with Yoshe Kronos. When will it work? If all three are unanimous, of course, or if you have one Gemir with the one Yoshe Kronos on his side, then that'll work.
Or all three Gemir.
All three Gemir, okay, we're talking about he's assuming Yoshe Kronos. Mm-hmm. So this is a fundamental machloikas. I want you guys to get this. Fundamental.
What's the point of having the Yoshe Kronos
on? Because it's going to help for a lot of cases. Not all, we just said.
Might as well just find one Gemir or one Bumcha.
No, because the more people you what you require, you're going to ensure at least there'll be one Gemir. That's the whole point of the Gemara, right? That's the whole point of the Gemara.
So then, but once you find your one guy, just kick them off.
Okay, we have a system. The system is to make sure you have three, because out of the three you'll have one. That's the Lashon and the Gemara. But it comes out to be Lamaisa. That's what the Shaar HaMishpat basically is saying. If you put the Shaar HaMishpat together, Shaar HaMishpat says according to the Rosh, Lamaisa comes out. So the safer Birkas Shai discusses this at great length. This Shlus Yaakov Halach Lamaisa. He discusses this, and he says Lamaisa, it could very well be they are only did Hechitimsus be one Gemir. So it could very well be that you don't say a Karav Apostle, Allah Lamaisa. Even if they sit with them, Allah Lamaisa, it could very well be, Lamaisa, this whole discussion, do you view them as three separate Dayanim, or what is all one organic unit? But the bottom line is, I want you to get this. This is the situation, Big Machlaikis, what's going to be? He says, yeah, the role of Yoshe Karnas, I hear. Even if the role of Yoshe Karnas, they win. But you can understand the other possibility as well. And the reason why you need number three, you get three as much as possible to make sure that what you'll have one Gemir. Okay. Now, Mela, let's get back to that Machlaikis, which I said we get back to now. What was the Machlaikis we get back to now? This Machlaikis back to the Gemara of the Yad Ramah and the Rosh. Do you need all three Dayanim or one Gemir? Okay, in our Gemara. So we had a machloikis, the Yad Ramah and the Rosh. So the Bach says, I want you to get this, that this machloikis, the Bach writes, please get it, that this machloikis, the Yad Ramah and the Rosh, depends upon how we paskin. The Bach says that the Yad Ramah paskins like Rava. What does Rava say? What does Rava hold? Rava holds you need rice, you need three, and the Chumra Masak and Hedyotis are enough. So therefore, someone who's not a Gamir is possum in a Torah Ladun. You need all three to be what? You need all three to be Gemiri. You need all three to be Gemiri. Okay? So that's why they're Yad Ramah Pascha is like Rava, and you're done. So therefore, since someone who's not Gamir is possum in a Torah, it's like he doesn't exist, you need all three to be Gemiri. They might not yet need a Smicha, they might not even be Mumcha, but they have to be learned. Remember we said Gemiri doesn't mean Smicha according to Rav Rishonim? So let's get that. The Yad Ramah Pasuk Ravin. Who does the Rosh Paskin like? Ravacha Bered Ravika. That one guy's enough. One guy's kosher. You only need three because of Yoshua Kronos. So it's enough that one is Gamir. And Halach Lomais, if you don't find someone that's Gamir, then they're Apostle. Then they're Apostle. Okay, does everyone got that? So let's get it down. So according to the Bach says, very good. The Yad Ramah Pasuk is like who? Rava. Kirava. And what does the Rosh say? The Rosh says Kiravacha Bray Dravika. Okay? Because again, the Yad Ramah says like Rav, you need three Munchen. The Chachamah relaxed that to say what? Gemiris are enough. Correct.
Does Rav hold of Erev Parshios?
Of course. The Gemara says the Olam. Bezim and Bez. The Olam, Erev Parshios saying.
So then how can the Yad Ramah? How's the Yad Ramah passing like Rava? Yad Ramah wouldn't need to say then all three need to be Mumchim if you're holding Erev Parshios.
Minat Torah, but they relaxed it. The Chumra relaxed it.
That was that they could be Gemir.
Yeah, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says they relaxed it from Mumchim to be Gemiri. Oh, so the Bach adds.
It
so
was a big Kiddush, no? The Mishnah and the Gemara are all saying Hedyotos, I mean Lashon.
Yeah, but that's the Gemara says. You need Mumchim, but they relaxed it. So the Bach asks, why do we give an Afkamini? Why is the Gemara not saying the nafkamina between Ravin and Ravacha is what? Whether you need three Gemiri or not. No? What was the Gemara's nafkamina that the Gemara gave? Shmuel. Whether you hold like Shmuel or not. Why did the Gemara give this nafkamina? That's a good kasha, the Bach says. He says not a good kasha. Because according to the Rosh, it's not a nafkamina. Because the Rosh says that Rav will be motor Ravacha, that once the takana was made, it's enough to have one Gemir. After the takana of Nilas Delis, it's enough to have one Gemir. Okay, so it's not an afkamina. So notice on a level, the Araisa, Halach Lamaisa, it might be an afkamina whether you need three Gemiri or not. But Midrabanan, they relaxed it completely that even according to the Rosh, the Rav is motive that one guy's enough to be Gemir. According to the Yad Ramah, the Tur writes, the Gemara could have said this nafkamina. According to the Yad Ramah, the Gemara could have said this nafkamina. Or the reason why the Gemara didn't give nafkamina because it wanted to teach you a chiddush that Shmuel was the difference between the two. But lahalacha, what does the Bach finish off saying? Lahalacha, what does the Bach finish off saying? That you need all three lechachila to be gemiri, like the Rif, halacha lamaisa, and b'di'evid. If one of them is gemir, it's enough. That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Beis halacha Yud. If one of them is gemir, it's enough to be halacha lamaisa rely on him. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Sanhedrin in Perek Beis halacha Yud. That one of them what? One of them is enough. So let's say over this Bach again, okay? B'di'evid, it's considered b'di'evid. The Rambam says shneim shedano ein din ein din if they're hadyotos, we said. But if they're mumchim, they're considered to be good. So halach lamaisa, the Bach says lechachili should have three, like the Rif, like the Arama, the Rambam. They all say halach lamaisa. But if one of them is good, then we'll rely on it. B'di'evid says the tour halach lamaisa. Okay. What's interesting though, and I want you to get this down, there's a principle called kimli. What does kimli mean? What does kimli mean?
Get the more extreme
point. Oh, in other words, very good, Gabby. Let's say one of the litigants says, I want to hold like the Yad Ramah. I insist that I want all three of them to be what? Mumchim. Can he do that or not? So the Ma'ariva says, yes, he can do that. Okay? Kimli could ask Ramah, and he says, I don't want a Beis with one Gemir. I want all three. And the Shach here says in Sifkot and Beis, that it's not acceptable. We possibly like the Rosh, and that's it. One Gemir is enough. I don't care. You want to say the Yad Ramah? Could be the Yad Ramah also didn't require you need three. Who's the one who said the Yad Ramah said it? The Tur said near it. The Tur said it's near it that the Yad Ramah requires what? Requires three. It's near it. It seems that the Yad Ramah. All the Yad Ramah wrote was that Dafka Gemiri Dini, even though they're not Smichi or not Sviri, and then the Tur said it's near it that the Yad Ramah says you need all three to be there. The Yad Ramah never said it befeirish. So the Shach says, don't give me this business that a guy could say, Kimli, I want to hold like who? The Yad Ramah. How do you know the Yad Ramah even said it? First of all, the Ikar Din is like the Rush. Second of all, who says the Yad Ramah even said it? Okay, David, you got me? So again, the Bach says that this machloikis depends on how they paskin. So why didn't the Gemara give this as a nafkamina? Because at the end of the day, Rav was motor Ravach, after the Nilas Del, said one Gemir is enough. According to the Yad Ramah, though, Johnny, you got me? Why didn't the Gemara give this nafkamina? According to Yad Ramah. So the Torah says maybe the Gemara could have given this nafkamina. Or number two, the Gemara was interested in giving nafkamina whether who holds like Shmuel and who doesn't hold like Shmuel. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is that what? Is that there are Rishonim that say really what? L'chadchila we should try to what? Should try to have all three Gemiri, the Bach says. He quotes all these Rishonim, right? He quotes all these Rishonim, halacha l'maisa. B'di'evid though, he says it's enough. So the Shach says, I don't agree with that. I mean, if you take that approach, then you could have a guy who could say, Kimli, I insist upon if I'm a Nidfa. You want to take $100 from me? I'm not going to go to this Din Torah unless what? Unless you have three Dayanim. Because I hold like the Yad Ramah. That's what the Ma'arival writes. The Ma'arival writes in Chelek Al Simin Kufafei that in fact you can do that. The Shach says it's unacceptable. Because we possibly make our Din like the Rush. One Gemir is enough. And second of all, even if you think the Yad Ramah says it, who says the Yad Ramah said it? The Tur said the Yad Ramah said you need all three. All that the Yad Ramah said is you need a Gemiri. He didn't say the Pharisee you need all three to be Gemiri. That was the Tur's take in the Yad Ramah. You follow me? So that's what we assume halacha lamaisa. And just to finish this mahalakha, the Lechem Mishnah that Shimon and Johnny were asking me, we're going to get involved with that tomorrow, a little bit more with the steer and the Rama, but there, the end of that piece that Lechem Mishnah were asking, he said, how do you read the Gemara? The Gemara, Evan, you asked me also, said, one Gemir is enough. How could you require all three? So he answers the Lechem Mishnah a different answer. He says that the Gemara never made a Gzeira that three Gemiri should be possible because of Shlosha Hedyotos. Because even the Shlosha Yoshve Kronos, there's always going to be one guy who knows how to learn. In a Hanami, if there's one guy who doesn't know how to learn, they're possible. You follow what I'm saying? There's a way to reread the Gemara is what? What are the two ways the Yad Ramah can reread the Gemara? One was the Shari Mishput that said, Ef Shalis Buchad the Gemara, which means what? The Gemir is never going to sit with any of them. He's always going to end up having three Gemiri. That was one way we read the Gemara. What's another way we read the Gemara? Shlosha Gemirim I would have passed because of Yoshve Kronos. I should make a gzera that Shlosha Gemira should be possible because of Shlosha Kronos. I never make that gzera because Shlosha Kronos always at least has one of the three that knows how to learn. So the whole gzera is faulty. That's a different way to reread the Gemara. You understand what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, how many Gemirim do you need? Three. You follow me? That's the way the Lechem Mishnah rereads the Gemara according to the Yad Ramah. So we mentioned two ways that the Yad Ramah would read the Gemara. One, the Shara Mishpat. Number two, this Lechem Mishnah. You follow what I'm saying? You might have an exera that even Shlosha Gemira should be possible. Because if you allow Shlosha Gemira, you allow Shlosha Yoshe Kronos. I'm never going to make that exera because even if you have Shlosha Yoshe Kronos, one of the three are bound to know how to learn. So that exera is faulty. But at the end of the day, the Gemara says you always need three guys at a Gemira. EF Shadleis Buchad Gomer was the reason why you don't make exera to possible three Gemira. Those are the two ways in which the Yad Ramah read the Gemara, either like the Shar Mishpat or like the Lechem Mishnah. So the Bach concludes, let's try to do like the Yad Ramah Chachila. Even though Bidi Evid will hold like the Rosh. Forget about it, the Shach says. If you have that approach, then you could have a guy who could say Kimli. First of all, we pass on like the Rosh Maker, and second of all, who says that's a pshat in the Yad Ramah? The Tur is the one who said it. The Yad Ramah never writes black on white beferish, you need three smuchim. Never. He only says you need one, and the Tur says, oh, must be, he says, dafka gemiri, you need all three to be gemiri. That was the Tur's interpolation of the Yad Ramah. Okay, we got this, Chlor? All right, Viter now. Let's go, guys, because I want to see a little bit, I want to see the Ksos inside. It's not that long. Let's go. Before we see it inside, the Chazon Ish writes, beferish. Chazon Ish writes, let's get this, and then we got to get to the Tysis and the Ksos inside. Chazon Ish says, I want you to know something. And this is what you were bothered by, Shimon. Excellent. Now, why is it that one Gemir is not enough? Find your Gemir, and Johnny was saying the same thing, and then you're done. Right? Even the ones that don't require Shlosha Gemiri, right? What's the reason Shaloi Chshiru the Gemir Echad? So it's interesting. Halacha L'maisa. He wanted to say, Chazon Ish says, even the ones who say you don't need all three to be Gemiri, like the Rosh, they still have to know it's flying. They have to be able to understand Gemara enough that the one Gemir can teach them. That's what it means. But he says, if the two guys are Bichlal, can't understand anything, then it's as if they don't count, as if they only have one. And since the Sof Sof, the Chachmei Ador were Medaktek, they have three, one of them will be Gemir and the other two will understand. Halacha L'maisa.
This is
the Chazon Ish in Siman Tet Vav, Sifkat and Dalet, Choshen Mishpat. So why were they only Machshir? Why didn't they match one Gemir? Because we don't trust ourselves. It's kind of like what I said to you, Shimon. Because one guy, Lamaisa, if you only require one guy, that one guy might end up being a joker. And therefore, they're masaking three in order that the stumbling block will not be so common. So we end up having three. One guy's learned, and the other two guys will be at least understandable guys.
Two's not enough.
So two's not enough because I don't think you want to necessarily hold like Shmuel, right? And Lamaisa, I mean, that's good for what the Gemara says. I mean, the Gemara says that two, if you hold a Rachari, it gets good. According to Rav, it's not good. This is all within, you know. Because again, you don't want to have a deadlock. You don't want to be even number when we get to. Okay, Lamaisa, but it's enough to have three to make sure that one guy will be learning, the other two guys have to be what understandable. But what the Chiddush I want you to get from the Chazon Ish is that these two guys that are jokers, that I keep calling jokers, are jokers that understand Gemara, though. But if they're jokers squared or cubed, then forget about it. Then they don't count, and you don't have a Beis Din. You need to have a Beis Din of three, and they must be understandable. That's what he wants to tie in. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush of the Chazon Ish. Okay? So, Lamaisa, what is it now, okay? Let's see now this Tysus inside, okay? Let's see this Tysus inside, and then we got to get to the Ksos inside, okay? Okay, we're up to, I want to do that Tysus EFSHR now. Let's see it inside, okay? Who wants to read that? EFSHR, okay? Let's see the Tysus inside. We have the Tysus inside. Ben, why don't you read the Tysus? Go ahead. EFSHR. Galesh Bruchad the Gomer.
Ah,
someone who's not Gomer is Pasul Adina. There it is, Beferish. Your mom is Pasul Adina. Yeah? Go ahead. Which is the third parak. It's not, it says in the Mishnah. You know what Zavla is? What's Zavla? Zebor Loachev, Zebor Loachev. There's a new way to make up a Beis Din. Classically is, you have a Beis Din in the city. But there's something called Zavla. Zavla is that they don't want to go to the city Beis Din. So you know what you do? Let one Baal Din choose one Dayan. Let the other guy choose another Dayan, and let the two Dayan choose a third. That's called Zavla. And they sign out, whatever they say goes. So each guy passes the other guy. Go ahead, Uparich.
Uparich, Bigmara, Kol Kaminei.
Are you so powerful that you can puzzle Dayanim Stam? I can just puzzle your Dayan? Umeshani, the Gemara answers. What does our coast of Syria mean? Doesn't mean our coast of non-Jews. It means it was like a city council of the Jewish city council. So if the Jewish city council, the standards are not as strong to be a Dayan on that Jewish city council. Go ahead. Oh, and they happen to be jokers, Rashi says. Go ahead. Oh, but the Rabbanan say you can't passel someone unless you have a raya. Amrei, they say. Oh, so you see that according to the Chum, you can't stomp passel guys that are jokers. That's difficult. I thought anyone who's a Yoshua Koronis is a joker. So you should be able to passel. Why the Chum need to bring a raya? Answer the Gemara. Go answer Tysus. Excellent. Because at least they were appointed to this Jewish council. So if they're appointed to this Jewish council, they must have some cheshivas to them. So the Stam quickly be able to just get rid of them. We don't allow that. You need a riot. But at the end of the day, on a real Beis Din, Yoshua Kronos, of course, are puzzled. It's a joke. And that's exactly what the Tais is pointing out. Lamaisa. See, Rashi says, Allah Lamaisa and Chav Gimar Kos, Ein Bekim Bedin. So you see, Beferish Lamaisa, someone who's not a learned person is puzzle. And the Marival says, someone who's low gomer, even according to Chum, is puzzle. Marival says, if you appoint him to be a Dayan, after Shloshim and a Gemirin, let's say you appointed three guys, even though they're not Gemirin, he says that they're Ksheir, Alpizet. He says, let's say you appointed on their coast to be Dayanim, they'll be Kosher. But on a real Beis Din Lamaisa, forget about it. Chum also say that they're possible. So a dayan that's not gamir is klor according to Tulsa is possible to do. You'll tell me our kosher b'suria, that's like a city council court. So a city council court, the possible that, the chum say you need a riot. Remeir say you could possibly without a riot. But a legitimate Beis Din, someone who's not a gamir is definitely possible. Now what's the getter din of a gamir? Please get this. Before we get to the Ksosa side, let's get it down. What's the getter din of a gamir? What did Rashi say? He heard from Chacharim and Dayanim Hilchos din milva. He heard Shurim in Hilchos Alva. The Yad Ramah writes at the Moshe Rav. He says these are such common dinim. You know, he must have heard it in Shir once, in Yeshiva, or in Shul. That's the Yad Ramah adds on. Please get these Nakudas. Rashi says he heard the Shurim, Hilchos Alva. Yad Ramah says the dinim are so common, Hodos Valvals. Must be that he heard them once in Shir or in Shul. And the Rabbanach of Gimel Marav says Gamir means he heard. And he learned, or he asked Shilas to a big Dayan before he went to a Gemar Din himself. Ramban says he consulted. He either heard himself and learned, or he consulted with a Dayan before he issued the Psak. Okay? Now, the Bach in Simon Gimel Dermaskamil quotes the Maharam Padova that says it means a Gamir Mamish, meaning he accepted, he heard Shirim from other people, but he doesn't know how to learn. He's like, it just repeats. He doesn't have any Svar. He's not Savir. He's just a Gamir Velo Savir. That's how Rashi says. He heard Shmuas from his rebellion, but he doesn't know the Svara. That's the way the Bach quotes the Maram Padova. Okay? So that's a little difficult, the Bach says, because that seems to be a mumchi, he says, not a hedget. How could the Gemara call Yoshua Kronos? This guy, Yoshua Kronos, I mean, he's learned. He might have got 100 in all his bechinas, but he doesn't know how to say Svoras on his own. Right? So you see that Gemir Kavan is like Rav Shvira going to Marival that were Lomid Bizmanenu Av Gemir Yisviri in Lam Din Mumcha. So Rav Shvira going to Marival says even if he's Gemir Yisviri, no one has the status of a Mumcha. You don't have the status of a Mumcha, so it's not a problem. And that's the way we learn the Gemara. Remember we said from Rav Shechter told me last week that as long as you don't have Netilas Rishus from the Muncha Rabbim, you have to pay L'maisa if you made a mistake. The only time you don't have to pay if you have special Rishus from the Muncha L'Rabbim. So this is the different sheetahs about the definition of what Gamir is. Halacha L'maisa. So let's get to the Ksos inside. Does everyone have it? Yaakov, you got the Ksos inside? Let's see it inside, guys, okay? Does anyone not have it? Daniel, do you have it? Here, take a look. Come on, let's look inside. Ben, you go ahead. Doing a great job. So we got this whole Mahalik, guys, okay? You get double scar because it's Sunday, first Sunday. Triple scar, maybe. Sunday, and it's the first Sunday, right after Sukkot. Okay, we got this? The guys who weren't here, please tell them to listen to the computer, okay? All right, go ahead, Ben. Look inside. We know from the board, which camp was the Ksosin? Kosher or Pulsar one? By Dan Shabbat Maksasa. He was in the Kosher one, no? I think so, yeah? Go ahead. Let's go, Ben. Shehayid? Go ahead. Morashach. Oh, the Chen Kosov. The Knesset Hagdolah. Beautiful. That's our Gemara. So geschmack when you see the Gedali Rishon Machron quote our Gemara. We know it when you know it. Chlor. Go ahead. Oh, so that means it's a makeup of one guy who's gomer and two guys are jokers. So how could it be kosher? The inema.
The inema b'dayan and naminim se'echad in karbo pasol kol adin batel im kein my mehane.
Nihi means granted one gamir sagi. Aval what? Oh, the sugya. Shikol adas, where you have to use your svara. The kol what? Right, Klal, he's not a dying. Bain what? Vashiruhu Demikri. Right, it's what's Vashiruhu Demikri? You know what Ashiruhu Demikri means? I really read it wrong. Asheruhu Demikri. It's called an Asherah tree. That's what it's called. It's a pretty, that's not a nice title. You know, he's calling the guy who's not knowledgeable an Asherah. You know what that's spin-off of? The Gemara later on Zion and Mabay says if you appoint the dying that's not Hagun, it's like planting an Asherah tree. Mm-hmm. So it's a spin off of that Gemara, the Balamor is saying. So this guy is not a good guy. So the Ksos says, how on earth could the Gemara be read? Must be the Yam Shabbat Masasa Balakula is Ksheira. The Gemara on Zion and Mabay says if you appoint a dying that's a bad guy, it's like planting a Asherah tree. Beferish. It says Beferish. Okay? Yeah, here it is. Ah, you with me? Amrei Shlach is called Amamid Dayin Shein Ahagun. If you appoint a dayin, it's not proper. Kilu Notei Asherah B'Yisrael. It's like you planted an Asherah tree. Shein Rishoftim Mishotim Tim Lechasamach Lotim Chasherah Kolaitz. Right next to Shofar Shotim, it says Lotim Chasherah. So that's what it means, Asherah. It's not Asheru Demikri, it's Asheru Demikri. It's called an Asherah man, right? Go ahead. Ella what?
Ella Mukra.
Go ahead. Oh! We don't say that they're apostles. We say they're Kshayr. Go ahead. Amazing, no? Ba'ayin. In Hagos, the Shali means the end of Kedushin. Oh, Stofku Fayin, hey. Go ahead. Oh, so if you have four guys signed on a henpeck and one is false, so you got to read the parentheses. Oh, so you have three guys, he fixes the mistake. If there are three guys that are signed and one of them what is false, then the henpeck's false. If there are four guys and one of them signs, then it's what? Then it's ksheru. You got me? You got to read it with the parentheses. You follow me again? You have four dayanim that are signing the authenticity, right? And one of them is possible. What's the din? You're left with three. So then it's still ksheira. But if you have three and one of them is possible, you only left with two, and you need a base in three. It's like you were saying before earlier in Sherev with that riff. Okay? That's why you got to read the parentheses. You follow me? He says, the case was one of the three is possible. If it's one of four, it'd be good. Go ahead. Ain what?
Ain Yisharkim Shnayim.
Oh, he's referring to the case we only had three and one of them are possible. The Ain what?
The Ain Henpek.
So going back to that riff, Evan, you were asking, so maybe they're out. Aedis could be, okay? But for our purposes, Lamaisa, you see that it didn't disqualify everyone for the riff. That's what we wanted to say, the Tumim said. Go ahead, Umizeh. So what is he saying? He's saying when the Dayanim Paskin, even if there's a psul, so okay, get rid of the psul, but as long as there's Sherim that are there and you have the right number, it's fine. Aval Henpek, go ahead. That's what I was saying to you, Evan. They also have an element of Aedis. Go ahead. Yeah, because there's an element of Aedis to them. If there's an element of Aedis to them and there's a psul, then you got to throw it all out. Aedis Shabbat Mitzvah Kukula. Aval Hecha. See, where there could be used as Aedis, Allah Halamaisa, right? And when they're used as Aedis, and then there's a psul, you got to throw it off. Aval Hecha, the what?
Aval Hecha, the Yoshin al Mishpat.
But when it's pure Beis Din, nothing to do with Aedis, you don't say it. Meaning that our Gemara is Mamish Din, Mamish Beis Din. So we don't say Dayanam Shabbat Maksasa Balakula. There's no realm of Aedis there. Kabbalah Aedis means Beis Din. Okay, don't confuse Kabbalah Aedis and Aedis. Go ahead. So he says, regarding the psak din, gufa din, and dayanim, you don't say dayan shabbat masos balakula. But if there was a psak of a beis din, and one of the dayanim was an apostle or a karov, and the baal din is saying, oh, that letter of psak beis din is not good, then that you throw out. Because that psak din is being served as what? Let's say a guy wants to carry to a different city. That he's owed a few hundred thousand dollars. He's owed a few hundred thousand dollars in another city. Well, how is he owed? Because he has a letter of a psak din that the bays in the previous city paskin. That psak din is serving as what now, guys? What is that serving as? It's serving as Aedis. If it's serving as Aedis and one of those dayanim was proven as a karov and the lova says, I don't want to pay because he's a karov, then you'll throw it out. Because when it's serving as Aedis, then you say Aedis Shabbat Masas Shabbat Lakula. But in the psak din itself in front of the dayanim, and you would not say it as long as you have the requisite number. Now, usually you're not going to have the requisite number. Why would you have five? Why would you have six? You know, if you think about it. That's what you were asking before, Shimon. Practically, you really don't have it. So, it really doesn't come up so practically so much, does it? Because usually you have three guys. So, you know what? If one guy's possible, you're left with two. So, it's not good. Because you only didn't have the prerequisite number. But in theory, if you had more guys, would it be a problem? So, that's what he's saying. In that case, and if Sakmuli Araya, Araya means as Aedis, because it's Karav Apostle. But in a situation where, Lagufadin, he says, Lonis Patel, but Sirif Apostle, can you release? So the Ksos sticks with what he says. So that camp seems to view the Dayanim as individuals, right? Not as a what? Not as an organic unit, okay? The bottom line is the Pashup Shad is, how would we pass? And we're saying it's not really so practical because, as we're saying, usually you don't have number over Allah Halamais, it seems. That's what it would seem to say. That's what it seems. Now, I want to just get to the last point and then something from Chumash. Let's get to it. And that is that, is there an Isser to go in front of Yoshev Kronos?
What do you say?
You accept them. Why not?
Well, if you remember, we had a Ramban al Torah before Sukkot that said there is an Isser. Just like there's an Isser in front of Goyim, also lifnei lalon if they had Yotos. So the Ramban says there's an Isser. Please get it. There's an Isser for the head yoke to serve as a judge, and then an Isser for Baal Edinim. There's an Isser to go with Yoshua Kronos. Yoshua Kronos would be the same as what? Head Yotos. Same thing. So it's a double Isser, double-edged Isser. For the Dayanim and for the guys who go in front of them.
Where does the Ramban get that from?
The Ramban has it in the Gemara and Gittin. Because the Gemara and Gittin says, Lifneim lo lifnei akum, lifneim lo lifnei had yotos. Eilim yishpat b'sher tasim lifneim. He takes it very seriously. But then, he makes your point. And he says, there is a distinction between Goyim and had yotos. What is the distinction? The distinction is Kiblu Olai. In front of Goyim, there is no heter of Kiblu Olai. That's what it says, Beferish and Choshen Mishpat. Simen Chavav Siv Gimel. It does not work, Kiblu Olai, by Goyim. Please get it. But by Hedyotos, it does work. By Hedyotos, the Ran says it in the Tshuva, Simen and Gimel, along with the Shach. Simen Gimel, Sifkot and Gimel. Not Bidiyevit. It's more than Bidiyevit. Let's say the two litigants make a kinyan. They want to go in front of these guys. And that's what the Rambam says. Shim Ein B'Shlosh Afil Echad Sheyodeh Heim Psulin Ladun. If they got together and they said, we want these Yoshua Kronos to judge, it's fine. And the Birkas Avram says, it works me din pshara. But by Goyim, our calls, forget about it. When you go to Goyim, you're showing that this system is better than the Torah. And it's like blaspheming Hashem. You know, it's a terrible issue to go in front of our calls. It's like blaspheming Hashem and Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam writes in Perikav Vav and Hilchos Sanhedrin, and it says Shulchan Aruch, Simen Chav Vav, same Simen. Chafav and Ramam, and Shulchan Sanhedrin, and Chafav and Shulchan Aruch. You never allow Kiblu Olai by Goyim. So Kiblu Olai is mutter for Hedyotos, mutter le Hedyotos, the Lola what? The Lola Arkos. Okay, Arkos means Goyish courts. Arkos of Assyria meant the Jewish city council. Don't confuse that. When we had that in the Tisis. Okay? So that's an important din that we want to point out, halacha l'maisa. There is no way we would allow Kiblu Olai at all, halacha l'maisa. And the Sma says, halacha l'maisa in Sifkon Yud Aleph, that if you're makabel kinyan to do goyim, and there's a schus mamun l'fi dineyim, the kinyan tzchal. And the Nesiva says, if there's a schus mamun l'fi dinei goyim, the kinyan tzchal. But the Jewish guy should what? The Jewish guy should judge it. So notice, it's interesting. Let's say you made a deal to go to Goyish court, that's not a heter. But the fact you made a deal, Lamaise, and in Goyish court you would win, can you let the Jewish judges do that? Let the Jewish judge adjudicate kefi the Goyish what? The Goyish system, and that's what the Nesiva says in Sifkot and Yud in the Chedushim, maybe that's permissible. Okay? Maybe that's permissible. Allah Lamaise. The Sma says, if you're makabel kinyan to go in front of goyim, he has a schus mamil fi dinam, the kinyan is chal. But the Nesiva says, okay, but don't go in front of the goyim, let the Jewish guys do it. That's a very big shaila in general, halacha l'maisa. It's a very big shaila in general, but the l'maisa, you know, the goyim, when the goyim create the system of justice, of dinim, which we have dinim, how are they supposed to judge? So there's a big machlaikis. Lamaisa, do they look in the Ksos and the Sivas, or they just do what rhyme and reason is? There's a very long tshuva of the Raman, Simen Yud, Dr. Siv Zatzal, you know, printed the tshuva Saramah. He's from Tina, Dr. Siv. He passed away many years, he was a professor here, and he wrote in Simen Yud, the Raman's this long tshuva, it's a machlaikis, how to interpret the Ramban al Torah. When the Ramban says the non-Jews do dinim, what does it mean? Does it mean they do it according to rhyme or reason? Or they do it according to what they have to ask the Jewish judges? What does the Ksos, what does the Tziva say in this din? The Machloek is the Tshuva Saramah and the Nitziv, how to touch the Ramban. You follow me? But here we're talking about a different case. They made a kinyan to go to Goyish courts. That doesn't work. But in Goyish court system, you would win. Let the Jewish Dayanim judge that. That's what the Nitziv writes. Okay, we got this, Clor? So we have this Tosfos here, LaRava we haven't done,
And there's a little bit, I want to discuss that Lecha Mishnah, a little bit more we got to do, but I want to go Vayta too as well tomorrow. Let's just finish up with something from the Parsha, the last few minutes. You know, there's one mitzvah I think mentioned in the Parsha. What's that mitzvah called? Puruvu. Men are mechuyev in Puruvu, women are putter. That's the way we paskin according to the Chum. It says Puruvu v'tif shuha. It's the derech for men to conquer and not women. The man asks the women out. Usually women don't ask the men to go out. The element of Puruvu that requires kipshu is for men, not women. We pass like Basil, boy and a girl, as opposed to Beshama and two boys. So I want to just talk about last few minutes in Shir. Granted, we said that women are potter from Puruvu. Men are mechuyev in Puruvu. The question is, are women totally exempted from this whole area? That's a very, very important machlokes, because the Ran in the beginning of the second Perek of Kedushin has a line that even though women are potter from Puruvu because of that line of Kivshua, but they do have a mitzvah to misayeya labala. They have a mitzvah to assist their husband, their husbands in this mitzvah. So what does that mean? Oh. So, as I mentioned, there's a din of Puruvu, but there also is a concept called Lashevis Yitzra. Shevis, it's called. It's a pasuk in Navi, I think it's in Yirmiyah, that there's a mitzvah to populate the world. Even if you have one boy or girl, there's still a mitzvah to populate the world, have as more kids as possible. And this mitzvah of Shevis, which is mentioned in Divrei Kabbalah, there are 2 days in Taisus and Baba Basra where the women are mechuyev in Shevis. And the nafkamina is, if a woman falls in love with a man, but the man can't have kids, can she marry him? You'd say on one hand, she's potter from Puruvu, but on the other hand, there's an added mitzvah called Shevis. Are women mechuyev in that? If they are, then she shouldn't marry him. If they're not, then maybe she can marry him. Where do we find this? The Magen Avraham paskins in Siman Kufnun Gimel and Sifkan Tes in Orachaim, and the Beis Shmuel Ibn Ezra Siman Aleph Sifkan Beis says that you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah to marry off orphans, and also Yisomos, because women are Mechuyev in Shevis as well. Isn't that amazing? You need money to marry them off. You could sell a Sefer Torah both for orphans that are boys and orphans that are girls, because they're mechuyev in Shevis. That's another nafkamina. However, many achronim argue, the Aruch HaShulchan says, absolutely not. Women are potter from Puruvu, and they are potter from Shevis as well. The Meila, you don't sell the Sefer Torah for orphan girls. So it's two nafkaminas. Can she marry a guy that's sterile? And can you sell a Sefer Torah for orphan girls? Now, it could be that the Torah Tumimah thinks that the Magen Avraham, the Beis Shmuel are right. They are allowed to sell the Sefer Torah, but for a new reason. We don't want the girls to remain single. We want them to marry a good man that will be able to take care of them and protect them. And that's the Lashon of what? Chashash Hefker. And we're afraid of the Yisoma being what? Being a Chashash Hefker. No one will take care of her. Therefore, we sell the Sefer Torah and we allow her to be married. Not because necessarily she's chayav in Shevis, but because we don't want her to be what? We don't want her to be left out. So it comes out, halacha lemaisa, that generally that's the approach. That we want the women, as the maybe that's what the Ran means when he says Meseyeh Labala. Even though they're potter from Peru, in what sense she's Meseyeh Labala? She's an accessory to the mitzvah, but also maybe because she's mechuyev in Shevis. And the truth is, if you look in the Rambam writes, Me'ikra Din, a woman never has to get married. That's what he writes in one place. He writes in one place, in Hilchos Yisuri Biyah, Perak Aleph, Perak Chaf Aleph, Halach Chaf Vav, Rishus L'Isha Shil Tinasi L'Olam O Tinasi L'Sris. But the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus, in Perak Tet Vav, Halach Tet Zayin, Lo Tamod B'lo Ish Mishum Chshadah. She shouldn't stay alone. So it's a steer in the Rambam. So the answer is no. When the Rambam says a woman shouldn't stay alone, that's considered to be Eitzah Toivah. And it's a good thing. But Mikra Adin, she has the Rashus.
So it seems like from the Rambam, halacha lemaisa, that she's really not mechuyev in one, in Puruvu and in Shevis. But as I said, lemaisa, we normally assume halacha lemaisa that if a woman gets married, she has the mitzvah ksuba and kedushin. You know when the chinuch always goes through mitzvahs, he always says at the end, noagin mischarim, the loben akevis. When he talks about this mitzvah in Tav Kuf Nun Beis of getting married, he never says that. He doesn't say noagin mischarim, the loben akevis. So the fact he doesn't, that omission is very strong, must be that there is a kiyum. What do you mean there's a kiyum? A woman has no chiyuv to get married, but when she gets married, she has a kiyum mitzvah. Like, God forbid, a get. No one, God forbid, wants to get divorced. But if there's a reason to get divorced, and they're not getting along, there's grounds for divorce, then that's a fulfillment of a mitzvah. There's certain mitzvahs, that mitzvah particularly, no one wants to ever fulfill. So it's the same thing here. A woman's not mechuyev to get married. Once she gets married, she plugs into the kiyum of, in fact, getting married. Halacha l'maaseh. So that's why the chinuch doesn't say, noagim mischarim l'mona kevis, because there's a kiyum, and she fulfills it in its most proper way. So, I mean, the pashup shot is that it's a very important question. If a woman would do that, what would we tell a woman? I mean, the Shlomo Kluge says if you adopt, you fulfill the mitzvah pruvu semi. But what I want to close with is a line from the Mishnah Yevamos. What's the Mishnah Yevamos say? Lo yevatel adam miprivya v'rivya. Such a strange way of saying it, says Reb Moshe, in the Dibros Moshe. What do you mean lo yevatel? Why doesn't it just say a man is mitzvah pruvu and a woman is not? Because it's a lifetime process. It's kind of like Rabbi Sol Salanter said by the mitzvah Ad Lo Yada, which we don't hold like. But Ad Lo Yada means it's like you drink and drink and drink until you're putter. So the Moshe said the same thing, Puruvu. You try to fulfill the mitzvah, the best of your ability, Lo Yevatel. Because Rabbi Moshe writes, Hashem's in control. It's the one mitzvah that's not in your control, Puruvu. You don't know if you're going to have a boy or a girl. It's an Hashem. It's like you're an own. Lo yevatel. You try the best you can, and don't be mevatel. But at the end of the day, lemaisa, it's not in your hands. So that's what Rav Moshe says, the Lashon HaMishnah is lo yevatel. You try and try and try. And the truth is, one of the six questions, when you go up to Shemayim, is asakta b'privya b'rivya. Do you know what the Maharsha says in Shabbos? He says, did you make a shidduch? Doesn't mean, did you have? Because it doesn't say kiyamta. The question wasn't kiyamta pruvia, it was kasakta. Did you engage in it? Marsha says, did you make a shidduch for other people? Amazing Marsha. But nonetheless, you have to try. You have to try, lemaisa. So that's, I gave a whole chabura once in the Kailo about it, but that's a beautiful chiddush of Moshe, that it's the one mitzvah is really not in your control. So but you try to fulfill the mitzvah to the best of your ability. Okay, very good. We'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. We've got to do the Tosis tomorrow, and then I want to go by.